Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen. Happy New Year. It is the beginning of the year, and I thought it would be a great time to talk about to-do lists. And hey, if you have a good to-do list and you follow it, you're going to have a productive year. I'm going to go over six ways to make a to-do list work for you, and I'm also going to be going over the benefits of to-do lists and tips to keep your to-do list running smoothly, and why to-do lists fail. Yes, there is some that fail, and I'm going to go over that. Before I get started, I want to just quickly mention that if you want more organizing tips, feel free to follow me on Instagram at Kathy Organize. That's Kathy with a K, K-T-H-Y-O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E-S. Or if you're on Facebook, feel free to request to join our free Facebook group. It's called Organize for Success. It's organized with a Z for success, and I would love to see you over there. Okay, so let's get started. In a study from Psychology Today, they found that people who create to-do lists procrastinate less than those who don't. So once again, they found that those who create to-do lists procrastinate less than those who don't. And those who make formal to-do lists, it's like formal is not really majorly formal, but it's just not putting, you know, a list on the back of an envelope or, you know, maybe on a sticky note or something. They have it more in an organized manner, then they even procrastinate even less. All right. So here are six steps to make a to-do list work for you. And number one is to pick a medium. And what I mean by that is pick something that you're going to use to write down your to-do lists. And you could use an old-fashioned paper like a notepad, or you could use a paper planner or a goal-setting planner. Personally, I'm still very much paper-based when it comes to doing to-do lists and goal-setting. I find it, if I write it down, I am more likely to remember it and do it. But if you are techier, there are several online apps that can help keep your to-do list organized. And I'm going to go through some of them now. There's one that's called Todoist. So it's T-O-D-O-I-S-T. There's TickTick. There's Trello, which is what I use, actually. I use Trello for some of the tasks that need to be done. And I share it with my virtual assistant. And I also share a board from Trello with my admin assistant. So that's just one that I tend to use as well, even though I'm very paper-based. When it comes to that, I do use the apps because I can share them and it just works well. There is also Microsoft To-Do. And if you need a more complex To-Do app, there is ClickUp. And I'm going to go through them again. So there's Todoist. So it's T-O-D-O-I-S-T. It's also there's TickTick. T-I-C-K-T-I-C-K. There's Trello, there's Microsoft To-Do, and ClickUp. And I highly recommend that you research the various apps to see if there's one that is a good fit for you. Or if you want, you can use a paper-based planner, whichever is best for you. But pick something to use. So that's picking a medium. Number two is doing a brain dump. You may have heard me talk about this before, but you want to get as much out of your brain and onto paper as soon as possible. Once your brain starts to fill up, you just want to dump it, right? So don't worry about categorizing or organizing at this point. You can use this brain dump, just something to just list things. It's a place to get things off of your mind. You know, some people have a pen and paper beside their bed for when sometimes they wake up in the middle of the night and they're thinking of something and they don't want to forget it. So they'll just quickly write it down. If you want to have a pen and paper by your bed, that works too. I actually have one beside my bed as well, but it's more like I think of something that I got to do the next day before I go to bed. And then I'll write it down on that, but it doesn't stay there. Like I That's only if I'm really tired and I'm in bed and I don't want to get out of bed. That's just a little thing to do, but I really end up putting it into my planner. When I start thinking about things I need to get done and it starts to add up, I have to do a brain dump or I will definitely forget something. Not only does it help you from forgetting things by putting it down on paper, but it also helps with reducing mental clutter and stress. Having too much on your mind is not a good thing. So let it out and dump it, right? Do a brain dump. Number three is organize it. So now's the time that you can organize what you have dumped. So you're going to go through the items and categorize them. So for example, you may have a list of calls that you need to make. So you want to categorize them under calls needed to be made. You may be having a list of shopping items that you need to do, that you need to go out and buy, or you may have some appointments that you need to make. So what you're doing in this step is you're going to organize your brain dump. So whatever you just kind of threw out there, you want to organize it into categories. Then number four is prioritize. So once you have your to-dos categorized, then it's time to prioritize which are the most important to the least important. And you can even put a due date beside each task. So prioritizing is really important too, because you want to know which ones are the most important to do, all the way to the least important. All right, so that's number four. Number five is scheduling it. So once the to-dos have been prioritized, it's time to schedule them into your calendar or planner. And remember to leave time in between each task, like 10 to 15 minutes maybe before each one, because sometimes tasks end up taking longer than you think they will. And also, it's a good idea to give yourself a break in between tasks if possible. So I always recommend that when you're putting things in your calendar, give yourself a buffer of about 15 minutes in between if you can. If it's really short tasks, maybe you don't need 15 minutes in between them. But overall, sometimes if you can just leave a buffer, it helps for sure. And number six is revise daily. This is so important. People create lists all the time, but they forget to go through them. And, you know, things change. So it's essential to go through your daily to-dos to ensure they are still a priority and valid. I recommend going through your list every couple of days and remove anything that is no longer needed because your goals may have changed, right? So if your goals change, your tasks change. So just go through and revise them. And a little tip is to limit your to-dos, your daily to-dos to only a few items, depending on how much time they will take, of course. But if you have a long list and you're not able to do all the tasks, you may feel like a failure for not getting them done, or you may keep pushing them to the next day, which is also, it just doesn't feel good having to push things all the time. So be reasonable on what you can accomplish in a day. Keep your to-dos list fairly short so that it's actionable. Otherwise, it can be very overwhelming. All right, so now I want to go into the benefits of a to-do list. But before I do that, maybe I'll just go quickly through the six ways. Once again, just to go over them really quickly. Number one was pick a medium. So you're going to pick what platform you want to use to create your to-dos, whether it's a paper-based or an app. Number two is a brain dump. You're going to dump everything that came to your mind, that's coming to your mind, that's just dump them. Number three is you're going to organize your to-dos. You're going to prioritize, which is number four. Number five is scheduling them in, and number six is revising them. All right, so let's talk about the benefits of a to-do list. And this is actually very short and sweet, but here they go. They keep you focused, reduces anxiety, provides a plan of action, it helps reduce mental clutter, and it's easier to get things done when you have a to-do list. So once again, the benefits are: it keeps you focused, it reduces anxiety, it provides a plan of action, it helps reduce mental clutter, which is horrible, right? Nobody wants mental clutter. And it is easier to get things done when you have a list. All right, so here are some tips to keep your to-do list running smoothly. If you find a task too hard or it keeps getting bumped to another day, ask yourself if it's really that important to you. So, you know, sometimes we'll have a task and we're supposed to do it today. We push it to tomorrow. tomorrow gets pushed to the next day, and then it gets pushed again and again. So if you find that is happening, I want you to really ask yourself, is this really important that it gets done? Is this something that, you know, you could maybe just push it out to another month so that you're not pushing it out every day right now? Or is it something that you can forget about altogether? Is it something like, you know what? I don't even want to do that. I don't need to do it. It's not that important. And then in that case, you can just cross it off your list and don't even worry about it. So if you find that you have a task too hard and it keeps getting pushed aside, just ask yourself how important it is. If you find yourself procrastinating on a task, perhaps it's just too big of a task. So this is, again, something that's not happening and you're procrastinating, and maybe just that the task is too big. And if so, you'll need to break it down into even smaller tasks so that you don't feel so overwhelmed or full of anxiety. So I always recommend breaking down those big tasks, those big goals that you want to achieve, like break it down into manageable tasks, and that way it won't seem so overwhelming. To get you started on the right foot with your daily tasks, try to make the task that you don't love doing, I guess you could say, first on your list. That way you won't be procrastinating about it all day. So if there's something on your list that, you know what, I don't want to do really, but I have to, it's important, it needs to be done today, I have to do it, maybe do it first. First thing in your day, get it over with, and then you don't have to worry about it for the rest of the day. You don't have to think about it. It's not going to cause you stress. You're not going to procrastinate. It's going to be done. So that's one of my suggestions for sure, is to get it done and over with. So, all right. And the other thing I wanted to mention is to keep your tasks short so that you can quickly check them off. So it's nice to be able to just check them off. So, well, another reason why to keep your tasks fairly short is so that you can just cross them off and mark them as being done. It always feels so good to check something off as being completed, right? All right. So now I'm going to go into why does some to-do lists fail? And you may relate, if you've had lists and they didn't work for you, you may relate to some of these. But one of the reasons is because there's just too many things on a to-do list. It's too overwhelming. When you see a long list, it makes you realize how much you have to do. And it is so overwhelming. And you're more likely to look at that list and then walk away saying, hey, I'll do it later. It's too long. It's overwhelming. I don't want to do it. I don't want to look at this list. So instead, limit what is on your to-do list. And to-do lists also fail when we allot too much time or not enough time to do our tasks, especially if we don't allow enough time to do our tasks, right? Then what happens is that we end up getting behind in our task and we are frustrated when we are not able to get what we want done. So instead, I recommend that you time yourself when you're doing tasks that are repeatable. So those tasks that you have to do all the time, maybe just take a timer and time yourself to see how long it normally takes you so that when you're scheduling it into your calendar, you have an idea of how long it will take. And that way you won't overbook yourself. So for example, if you need to do your weekly bookkeeping, time yourself to see how long it usually takes, or even getting groceries. Like, how long does it usually take for you to drive to the store, buy your groceries, drive home, and put them away? Keep track of the length of time it takes you to do your task so that you don't overbook yourself. And always give yourself a buffer of time in case something goes wrong, right? So, and you know what? Sometimes things go longer than you think they will. So always give yourself that buffer, which is what I kind of mentioned earlier. Also, to-do lists tend to fail if we don't schedule them in your calendar. So when they're not scheduled, they are more likely not to get done. So once again, it's a good idea that when you make your to-do, you actually put it in your calendar that you're going to do. Otherwise, they sometimes just don't get done. They end up just staying on your list. And last, to-do lists tend to fail if they are not easily accessible. So if you lose your to-do list, or it's under a bunch of papers, or it's, you know, over somewhere in the corner somewhere, you don't know where it is, then it's pretty hard to get that list done, right? So you want to make sure that your to-do list is in the same place, that you keep it all the time. You know where it is, whether it's, like I said, it's paper or an app, or it doesn't really matter. but as long as you know where it is and it's easy to find. By the way, have you ever tried to do a done list? Like, it's not a to-do list. It's one that's called a done list. So it's something that you've completed. So that is when you finish a task and it gets moved over to done. So when I'm using Trello, I often use this feature, and it's great because I can share the to-do list with other people. Like I mentioned, my admin assistant and my virtual assistant, I can share the list with them. And then when I've completed it, I just move it over to being done. And I tell you, it's a good feeling to have that done list. And it's so easy. You just move it over. So I use that in Trello, but I'm just wondering, have you ever tried that? Creating a done list, things that you've done. It feels good to have that list. Eventually I just check that list once it's been there for a bit. But it does feel good to mark things done or check them off. And so that's why I really like a done list as well. Okay, so let's do a quick recap. We just covered 6 tips to make a to-do list work for you, which was 1, pick a medium. And that's where you want to use, what kind of product you want to use for your to-do list, whether it's paper or an app. 2 was a brain dump. 3 was organized, which is where I mentioned categorizing. 4 is prioritizing. 5 was scheduling. And 6 was revising. And we also talked about why to-do list works, the benefits of them, and also when to-do lists fail. Okay, so I hope that helped you. I want you to have a productive 2022. I'm so excited for this year. I've got lots of things that I'm concentrating on getting done and achieved in 2022, which I'll probably talk to you about again on another episode. So that's it for this week's episode. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.